Hi guys, welcome back to Question Mark with me, Carolina. I hope you guys are holding up during this time. I'm not gonna lie, for me this week has been tough. I mean, I still try to do stuff around the house, but the fact that our lives are basically on pause right now has been getting to me. And honestly, this week, if it wasn't for my son, I probably wouldn't have gotten out of bed. It's really hard to have things to look forward to lately. And I know, I'm not in the worst situation and everybody's going through it. I just hope that all of this ends soon. I mean, I trust that it will. But yeah, I don't want to keep talking about what's going on in the world. It's really sad just to go outside these days. I don't know. I just want it to go back to normal. But I'll probably do an update on how I'm feeling and any helpful resources that I know about. But I don't want my podcast to just be about the quarantine and everything that's going on right now anymore, because I feel like we all need to escape from that a little bit. Anyways, this week I have a special segment for you guys. It was inspired by a show on Hulu that me and my partner just watched. It's called Looking for Alaska. My cousin actually recommended it to us and it was cool. I'm actually going to start reading the book version of the show, but basically, in one of the episodes, they play Truth or Drink, and I thought it would be fun to do that with my partner for you guys. So yeah, I hope you guys like it. It's not that serious. It's like a conversation. Just have to. What's your name? To introduce yourself. What the hell?
My name's Jordan, partner to Carolina, father to Jonah, songwriter.
Son to Lisa. Okay, we're gonna play this game. I saved it
You gotta show
somewhere.
me the questions.
I am no, so I get to. Okay, so we're gonna play Truth or Drink. It's like a couples game. Look.
Yay.
Okay, there's the read the rules.
How to play. Rule one. Answer the question truthfully or dodge it by taking a drink. Rule two. The player who asks the question gets to pick who answers the next one. Yay.
Jordan.
What?
Okay. Oh, this is. You could answer this. Okay. If you had to be stuck with someone in this room on a deserted island, who would it be?
You.
All right.
My turn.
Oh, damn. Okay. Go, select book, because I already seen that question.
Have you ever been in a fist fight?
No. That's easy. Okay.
You don't fight? You never fought? I've been fighting all my life.
What do you think is most striking about you?
My almond-shaped eyes.
Jordan,
You're
you're not serious.
being serious. I think once I actually get to know someone and talk, I'm actually a good conversation. I have good conversations with you all the time. Once I open up.
I guess. Oh wait, it was your turn. Never mind.
See, you're cheating.
Swipe again, cause I. No, you gotta go up.
Whichever one of us is the worst dancer?
You.
Nah, I got moved. All right.
Nobody's drank anything yet. Okay. Oh, I don't want it. I don't want to answer. Who in the room is the biggest gossiper?
You?
I don't gossip. I mean, I tell you, it sounds like gossip because I always tell you everything. Like even stuff that happens with my family, I'm like, oh my God, like this and that. But it's just because I tell you everything. It's not because I'm trying to gossip.
That's cool. I understand. It's understanding. That's what makes you cool. You let me know what's going on. You should ask me this question, but I'm going to ask you this one. What is the worst way you ruined an intimate moment?
Wait, I'm going to drink. I don't want to say anything.
What?
I choose to drink and all right, not answer all right,
all right.
It.
So I got to ask another question?
Uh-uh. Talk about when you farted. And then you got mad at me. What's the most embarrassing thing you've ever done drunk? Oh, we all know. What? Well, I don't know. I could think of some.
When I was crying, and I was not feeling
that's
my
not oh. Say it louder.
One time I was drinking, I was having an emotional moment, an emotional drink, you know? Because drinkers get emotional. And, you know, I had a breakdown, and I was just crying, and some snot was running out my nose, and it fell in my drink, and I still drink it.
But it was so funny, because you were, like, really trying to drink, and I was trying to take it away from you. Oh, wait, it's your turn.
Who in the group do you think could get away with murder?
You.
Really?
You get away with anything.
Murder, though?
Agree to disagree. I mean, you're not going to murder anybody, but... What physical feature do you get complimented on the most?
Your
booty. Wait, you, dummy.
Oh. Once again, my almond-shaped eyes. I don't know. I have cute ears.
Yeah.
I have nice petite ears. What's a fact about you that surprises people?
People always
answer the question.
I can't think of anything on the spot.
I'm and a drink. No, oh, yeah.
That always surprises people.
Young mom. Hashtag. Hashtag that. Young moms.
Have you made out with anyone in the room?
Yep.
Juanita. Oh, I already swiped. You don't have to, you could swipe another one.
What's your number one weird attraction?
Your tiny ears.
You also like my, never mind.
Your what?
Mm-hmm.
If someone offers you $1 million to never talk to me again, would you take the money?
Of course not.
Oh, there's an of course, yes. All right. Why? I mean, you have to talk to me because we have a kid together. So, we're not going to play anymore, but I don't just want to, like, leave it. Like, we just stop playing and then there's nothing else to say, like, before you leave. Why? I could cut this part out. So do you have anything to say?
I wish you the best of luck and
to
success.
Who?
You.
Oh, Jordan.
On this podcast journey.
Oh my God.
First episode was dope and amazing. Second episode with me is going to be amazing
it's
too.
It's going to be all over the place.
We're going to do this. She's going to release one. Often. Often. How you say that word? Often. Often. That's a weird word, right? Often.
Often.
Often. Often.
I'm gonna wake Jonah up.
But yeah, she's gonna keep the show rolling, you know.
Are you crying?
She's entertaining, so I want you guys to like support her, and if you dig it, keep checking it out every week. She's gonna have a lot of dope content. Question mark by Carolina.
I didn't mean like say something about me, like say something about yourself. Ooh. I don't know. People don't know.
Not about me.
Wow, for once.
You gonna put that in there?
All right. Say peace.
Deuces, bitches.
I feel like I just let you guys into my relationship a little bit. But honestly, we weren't really into it as much. And I feel like a lot of the things that we were saying, only we understood what we were talking about. But it was cool. I'll probably do more stuff with Jordan in the future. I just wanted to do something fun with him this week to get our mind off of things. I know I mentioned wanting to dye my hair blue before, and I actually did it. Here's a clip of Jordan helping me.
That's how we do it. That's how we do it. That's how we do it, bro.
It's not that blue anymore. It's already fading to like a purple, but that's because I use like the cheap hair dye products from Rite Aid. But I ordered some more dye, like permanent dye, and I'm gonna do it this weekend, and I'm really excited about it. If you can hear Jordan in the back with his guitar, I'm sorry, but this is how it works when our son goes down for a nap. He practices guitar in the living room, and I'm in my closet doing this podcast thing. So, yeah. But yeah, I started watching Love is Blind on Netflix, and it's actually pretty good. Like, I might go watch an episode after I'm done doing this. I think it's so interesting how people could really fall in love that way. So yeah, I hope it's real. I really do hope it's real, and I have some favorite couples, and I really hope that they end up getting married. But yeah, I mean, we all need to find something that takes our mind off of the situation right now, and I guess I've been finding little things to do that for myself. But yeah, that's really the key to this quarantine thing, just making yourself have things to look forward to. So yeah, next episode, it's gonna be way longer than the last two. I'm gonna be talking about something that's really personal and important to me, and I know I'm gonna have so much to say about it because it's been a really meaningful thing in my life for the past 2-3 years. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope you guys tune in for that too. But thank you guys for tuning in. Stay healthy and sane.